Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, let's listen to Pastor Green. What comes to mind? Much has been said with regards to this, but what do you say in all this, sir? Welcome.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Greetings, Pastor Ray, and greetings to all the listeners on the platform tonight, all the servants of God, the fivefold ministry. Greetings tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank the Lord once again for this great opportunity that we have, the chance that we have to share the word of God once again. I want to say thank you to the Lord also for Pastor Ray for giving us this opportunity and allowing us to share here on the platform.
Glory to
God. God bless us all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Beloveds,
I've got a verse that I want to read here. We are talking about false gods and their manifestations.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've got a verse that I want to read from Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. The Bible says, no one can serve two masters.
Mm.
For either you will hate the one and love the other.
Yeah.
Or else you will be loyal to the one and despise the other.
Mm.
You cannot serve two masters.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, according to my knowledge, Pastor Ray, hallelujah, anything else that you worship more than God, it becomes a false god. Hallelujah. Because our God is the only true God. Any other god is an idol or a false god. Hallelujah. Now, when we read here in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24, the Bible says you cannot worship two gods. You cannot, hallelujah, because the other god will become an idol, a false god. And the Bible says you will love the one and hate the other one, or you will be loyal to the one and despise the other one. You cannot worship God and mammon. Hallelujah. You cannot worship God and any other god. Because our God, the Bible also says, our God is a jealous God. He don't want to be shared with anybody else. Hallelujah. Otherwise, you worship God or you don't worship him. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says God is a jealous God. God warned us in the book of Exodus that you will not make for yourself something that you can worship. This is so important, Pastor Ray, that we have to look into this thing. Because people are making many things to become a god to them other than the true God. Just hear what the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 10 and verse 37. The Bible says, he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Hallelujah. Verse 38 say, and he who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Just hear what the Bible says, Pastor. Hallelujah. Some people can make even their family to become their god. Jesus said, if you love your father or your mother more than me, you are not worthy. You are not worthy of me. If you love your son or your daughter, we can take it even further, Pastor Ray. If you love your mother or your father, your son or your daughter, or anything else more than Jesus, you are not worth following him. That's why the book of Matthew 6:24 says you cannot worship two gods. You cannot worship the true God and another God. Anything else, Pastor Ray, that you worship, it becomes a false God to you. There in Matthew chapter 6:24, it talks also about money. People also make money to become their God. Hallelujah. There's people that love money more than anything else. They don't mind. We talk now, especially sometimes, about prophets, men of God. They don't mind turning the gospel around. Hallelujah. In other words, they want to gain money on all costs. They don't care what they are doing. They don't care how they are doing things. So that becomes a false god, Pastor Ray. The money becomes a false god. To many people, many properties are gods. To many people, other people are gods. But we know only the true God, Pastor Ray. The God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. We talk here about a God who created the heavens and the earth. Any other God is a false God, is not a true God. Pastor Ray, we have to look into this thing and see how many gods people are worshiping today. People are worshiping a lot of false God. They are worshiping gods that cannot do anything. Hallelujah. There's so much to say about this, Pastor Ray. There's so much to talk about. Hallelujah. Because as we see every day, people are making for themselves more false gods, more false gods. You know, as the Bible says, we cannot even worship our mother and father or our son or daughter or family member. God is the only one that we should worship. We'll go further as the time goes, Pastor Ray. God bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Baba Makamu. Hallelujah, Baba. Oh, Greeny. Hallelujah. The Apostle Mfene. We trust the Father is doing well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Let me bring him again. You know, let me bring him again. If you saw the silence there, it's because I wanted to sequence. Let me bring him again. It is on the issue again of false gods. Pastor Green, much of the times, you know, we create our own false gods. I'd spoken about that in Leviticus chapter 26, verses 1. Deuteronomy 7:25 says, "You shall burn the carved images of their gods with fire. You shall not covet the silver or gold that is on them. Nor take it." It says, "Nor take it." Okay. It says, "Nor take it. You shall not even take it for yourselves, lest you be snared by it. For it is an abomination to the Elohim Yahuwah." It is an abomination to the Elohim Yahuwah. It's an abomination. Now, let me bring him back, Pastor Green, also, to go on this one. Then we'll get to the Apostle Phumla Mfene. Pastor Green, what's your take also on this one?
Amen, Pastor Ray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are continuing with our topic. Just listen to this, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. The book of Philippians 3 and verse 18. Just hear what the Bible says. This is Apostle Paul speaking to people. And yeah, I'm getting surprised because even our belly become a God to us. Hallelujah. Just hear verse 18 say, "For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ." Verse 19, "whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things." Just hear what the Bible says here, Pastor Ray. This, you know, you look at this thing. Some people, their belly become their God. You know, they can do anything as long as they get something for their belly. They start now to do things in order to support their belly. They don't care what the Bible says. They don't care what God wants us to say. They don't care how God wants us to live. They don't care what God wants us to teach. But as long as they can fill their belly have become a God. And it makes them to be an enemy of the cross. The cross of Christ, because now they are speaking things that God don't want them to speak. And Jesus has said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." But Pastor Ray, it comes so far that people turn the word of God around. That people don't care what they are doing. They don't care what they are saying. As long as they can fill their belly. In other words, their belly have become their God. Now the Bible says, their end is destruction. Hallelujah. They glory in their shame. Pastor Ray, that is a really serious problem. These people are sitting, putting their mind on the earthly things. They don't care about the spiritual things. They don't care about the spiritual growth of people. What they do, only focus on It's earthly things and their belly. Their belly become a god to them. The things that they can see with their eyes is what they start to worship. Mm. It's what they start to believe in. It's what they start to trust in. Yeah. Now, God don't want that, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. Mm. God wants us to worship him and him alone. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Green. Apostle, are you still there? Okay, we seem to have lost
up. Yes, sir. I'm here.
Now, I want to bring this to you just after these messages. The very aspect also of the false gods and their manifestations amongst us. Pastor Green mentions another god. It's called the belly. Says for the their belly had become their gods, you know. And this is what we see much of the time. So we'll touch on this just after this.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit. Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this. You can also drop us a voice note also on the WhatsApp there. And tell us how you feel about this topic, the very false gods that we see amongst us. And in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 16, take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And one of these gods is Abelis. You know, we at times find that most of us, or some of us, or a significant number of us, apostle, had gone on to actually even serve their bellies at the expense of the ministry, isn't it?
You know, some people, they serve their bellies. And you know, when that's the case, then the belly becomes the central focus, central point.
Mm.
And because it's all that matters. So at the end of the day, we do all sorts of things, all sorts of tricks to make sure that this baby thing is really provided for in over and beyond the normal, you know.
Mm.
But allow me to also link that up, the issue of the baby, with the issue of self.
Yeah.
Self being another part of a God, you know. People are troubled, though. People... banally, aspirations as well. People have big dreams. People think big about themselves. And Paul says something very profound, Ori. Don't think highly of yourself. Rather, consider others bale above you. And okay. But unfortunately, repeat, I'm gonna go where also self or me has become such a god.
Mm.
You know, when I live at Tavang, the way by. By half born, we can't even talk to them. Come connect a cate. I was a hunter. Then I cook bow ban when you think you are,
you know, because
these people they are but high and mighty, they are up there, they are self appointed God, but not themselves.
Mm.
They've made up more, especially those Baba struggling hunter as the masses. Hey, wabana mojo. When you want to see a false god, ili a display. You know, find a person who is so self-centered, who thinks so much of themselves, who the whole world centers around them. Korojo, have a feature anywhere. The world must shake, the foundations must tremble. But to tante, but to go to the we have seen stuff, Joe. Oh, Lord, we need to have a problem. We are chilling. It's not, and then all of a sudden somebody comes into the picture. And then it happened to Rebalabantu, like nowhere to be found, because somehow this God has rocked up. And unfortunately, when the God is self, when the God is you, and the God is me, and then security link a little by your belly, you don't care what to do to make it. You don't care what to do for onamele bitlhogotsaba to onnense o and at the end of the day, when people have arrived at that level, Joe, give more, they are willing to even kill. If they feel threatened or when you're gonna like cloud them, cover their who they really are, only threat. They cannot just leave you, because apparently they are all that matters. They cannot bow to anyone. They cannot submit to anyone. In fact, they expect everybody to go out of their way to please them, to make things happen. I mean, you can go to the west, south, and east. Issue how unless you come back to me, solve it. How many people have been told to guti, you know, uma ungasukana nami into zakho ngeke sisebenze, when ungashiya le bantu, uma ungangishiya yekuzenzeka nto. They pronounce all sorts of things as if though they've become gods to other people, and elsewhere they would make people be as their messes. I think of to like being as somebody's messes. Witchcraft at its highest form, at its highest level, when now you've made people to feel like without you they cannot progress, without you they can, and on top of that you instill so much fear upon people, because remember when you are self-centered, you are all that matters. So you cannot allow people who are themselves and rather at liberty to serve the only living God. So at the end of the day you need to instill fear. So that, but you should be afraid to leave you. People should be afraid. Somehow they get told that this will happen to them. And then because they're afraid, they do think and about haba. Mujumu wabona has obuleti ilingwena. May the Lord have mercy on us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much about that, Apostle. I really appreciate. I'm trying to connect with Mfundisi Makam. Mfundisi Makam. Yeah, now ngiyabona ukuthi so kude nyana awusazwakali kahle. Let me give you just 2 minutes to wrap it up on your side. Now, when we talk about false gods also, which is idolatry, this is amazing. In Judges 17, verses 3, so when he had returned the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother said, I had wholly dedicated the silver from my hand to the Elohim for my son to take a carved image and a molded image. Now, therefore, I will return it to you. And then, because of that verse, I also revert back to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy says something there because of these molded images and carved images. 16 verses 22 of Deuteronomy, you shall not set up a sacred pillar which the Elohim hates. And then Deuteronomy 11:16, take heed to yourself and to your hearts, lest they be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. We should be careful. These sacred pillars are everywhere. And that is why at times many of us are having accidents. It's because they are sacred pillars. Hamba lapho ku N4 ulokubheka, you'll see sacred pillars. And some of the pillars ikokoro zabantu beyithuthuthu nesiphambano baplakile lapha ngoba kuke kwafa abantu lapha yana.
Uqinisile unkosikazi wami wangibonisa one of the pillars.
It's
wangibonisa impela.
Yeah. Even when you go to the very same place that you're going to White River, you will see also that. I have a friend who lost her life there. Namanje angazi ukuthi kanjani. You know, who died and left her husband and left everything. And it's because of these pillars that control, these spirits that control a place. And they, when they find you unawares, in a happy mood, they go for you. You know, we need to be careful also about that. And the Father is warning us that we shall not set up these secret pillars. We don't need them. I spoke about the one in Attridgeville, just next to the police station. It's called Lady Attridge. And some of these are even buildings that people worship. And others are on the contours. If you go to Prongospruit, you will see on the entrances of Prongospruit, you would see there are pillars. In Polokwane, you would see there are pillars. In Tzaneen, you'd see there are pillars. You would see there are pillars next to Tefloop. What do they call that place next to Tefloop? Mankweng, you would see. If you go to, you would see these pillars everywhere. Even in Mbabane, you will see those pillars everywhere where you go. In Bloemfontein, the west, you would see those pillars everywhere. And some of these pillars, they stand as churches inside the cities.
Yes.
Utin Makamu, finally.
Mfundiswami, mina into inkakayo, ukuthi abantu mawafuna ukukhonzela iThixo zabo, bangakhonzisi mina.
Yeah.
Mabazikhonze bona, angithi yibo bazifunayo.
Baphume
manje waye bakhonzisa. Eh, mabangiyeke mina, mina ngikhonzela uNkulunkulu wami nokuhlanya kwami. You understand mfundiswami? Mina nsuka nixakeka kufika iEaster. Kusasazela. Angifuni ukukhonza iEaster mina. Angisiyona umuntu weEaster.
Yeah.
Abantu mfundisi. Do you know ukuthi na? Even Sunday was a sun worship day.
It is.
Monday was a moon worship day.
It is.
There was a God called the Freak God.
Yeah,
there was a God called a God of Thunder.
Mm.
There was a God called Saltis. You understand? Angali, mabakhonze bona, mabangiyeke mina, nokuhlanya kwami, nongazwisisi kwami. You understand? Ngisikhonzela lo ngisikhonzela yena.
Yeah.
You understand? But kufika Friday, bafika bafuna ukukhonzisa mina ke manje. Hey, sine Easter la ebandleni, kuthathwa amablomo, kuthathwa yonke le nto le lapho nibe. Now Christmas, if you can.
Mm.
You understand? It's a God, lento bayenzayo at Christmas. It's a false God bayenzayo.
Yeah.
Christ was not born on 25th of December. Maba konze bota leyo nto leyo yabo 25th December wabo. Maba ngiyeke mina. Maba ngangikhonzisa into engekho. You understand? And the worst part mfundisi wami. Iyenza ngeyinqeko ezi-anointed. Ziphuma zigqoka amasuti impela ashayinayo abuya eDubai. Zifika zithi na, siba sine-Christmas, awuzani bazalwane, maungabikho uzoshoda ngoba soba sine kukhonza i-crossover. Yondlulela, January is another God yayikhona yona leyo. Why bazokhonzisa mina? Mabangangikhonzisi mina, mabangiyeke ngikhonzele mina. You understand, mfundisi?
January, it's the God is called Janus.
Janus, yes. Then why bazokhonzisa mina? Why bazokhonzisa mina on Sunday? Ngabizwa kusowethu TV mfundisi wami. Seza ku. Ukuthi ngiyochaza indaba ye Sabbath. Nasaka ngakhuluma ngeSabbath. Why balulekile leli Sabbath? Who is Sabbath? Abayichaza abantu. Kuthatha abantu bathi ningagundintshe. Ningagundini nwele. Inwele zijika zibe bovu ngathi intaba yaseSiyoni ebovu. You understand? Ngoba abantu laba bafuna uNkulunkulu. Abantu mabatshelwe iqiniso ngoNkulunkulu. God is a true God. Mabanga ngikhonzisi mina, mabanga tshelwa abantu amanga, mabatshelwe iqiniso ukuthi who is Sabbath? Sabbath is Christ himself. When God created, so bangakhonzisi abantu ngezinto ezekho. These are false.
so lahlekile makamu. Yes.
Hayi angikalahleki.
Okay.
Boka ukuthi noma kufika e Good Friday mfundisi wami.
Mm.
What is good about this Friday? What is good?
Yeah.
What is good? Is good ukuthi kubulawa abantu nge Friday. Kuyona le.
Awa.
Kubulawa abantu naye kuze kwasikwakwa sizakala ingane uNkulunkulu wayiphephisa. But yini good ngale Friday?
Mm.
Was Christ crucified on Friday le? And le date le la yaloko yatshintsha kangaka. Yini kangaka? Kati mina umama njengoba shonela sene eforza ka August. Next year azoba nge 31 zaka July.
Mm.
Why yatshintsha kangaka? Isithixo leso esikhonzwayo abantu mabaphume kwezithixo mabakhonze uNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu akababekela inhliziyo kaNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu ufuna a close fellowship naye ye daily, hayi Saturday, hayi Good Friday, night and Sunday January. Yes. Bonke umuntu uzombona athi agqoke ibhantshi lakhe lesikosha abophenotai uye esontweni uthi ufuna ukudala ama-blessings kankulu we-first Sunday. Umuphi lo nkulunkulu we-first Sunday? Nayijanuwari ifikile abantu bazobazilisa ukudla bathi senza i-Daniel fasting. Akuna Daniel fasting le next lapho babalekela ukudla ngoba imali bayiqedile ngo-December. You understand? So kukudloma amavethe kuthiwa kuthi hayi inkinga senze Daniel fasting. Hey, babalekela ukuthenga inyama ngoba imali ayikho bayiqedile ngo-December, babeyibhubhudla imali ngo-December. Imali ayikho kusekhabishi kuphela. So baqamba amanga bathi benze i-Daniel fasting. Akuna Daniel fasting left kaka-January. Kanti lo uNkulunkulu lelokho ufastelwa ngo-January kuphela. Ngo-February akasekho. Mamacha akase ufile yini? Ngoba uNkulunkulu dinga a close fellowship daily. Hour after hour, that is why uNkulunkulu uma usuka kuye azathi kukulo kukukozi awuke uhambe uyothatha unkosikazi angathembakalanga ukuze uyizwe leyo peni le lapho. Uyabona ipeni yokuthi inindoda ifike kuzalisela abantwana, ipeni enkulu kakhulu le lapho.
Yeah.
Wena uzalisela abantwana kuza khona abongozimbi, abomubikazi, abobantwane, bonke labantwana laba la zinendlebe enkulu, akusona ezakho ezale.
Yeah.
And leyo peni le lapho uthi uNkulunkulu le into le la uGomera bekayenza yini ma-Israelite beniyenzayo kimi, yini niyenzayo? uNkulunkulu uzame ngayo yonke indlela ukuthi abantu. And angike ngikhuluma ngenkosi uNkulunkulu iBhayibheli lonke kusukela ku-First King chapter 13. iBhayibheli likhuluma ngomuntu owamzwisa kakhulu ubuhlungu uNkulunkulu kumakhosi wonke, uJerobhowami son of Nebat. Ngoba uye wathatha u-Israel amnikeze isithixo thina bangasayi le Samaria, kanti yena bekazama ukuziprotekta, aziprotekta ngendlela erongo. So whenever kungena inyankosi or ubani athi uNkulunkulu noma lo angonile kodwa akafikanga kuJerobhowami son of Nebat, kufika omunye athi lo akafikanga ngoba ipeni uNkulunkulu wayizwa ngokuthi uJerobhowami athatha u-Israel amkhonzise isithixo athi angasayi eSamaria. Kaba ipeni enkulu kakhulu. Mfundisi wami mina uma ungafika udade unkosikazi wami mina namanje ngingakwazi ukulwa, angingaze ngikuluma noma ngingenawo amazinyo, ngingaze ngiqalanga ukuluma ngey'nsini ngingenawo amazinyo ngoba udade unkosikazi wami. So leyo peni le lapho ile ayizwayo uNkulunkulu uma umuntu ahamba ayokhonza ezinye iy'thixo. Ufana nomuntu ohambayo uyoba naked before another man while you have your honor stand. So our husband, that is why the church is called the bride of Christ. So si umakoti kaNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi singabolesi singahambi sothobela enye indoda. You shall have no other god. So whatever umuntu ayithandayo uNkulunkulu kuye.
Absolutely. I hear you, Bab Makam. Thank you so much. Drive safely, my friend. And pass
on. Yeah, but I'm going to send a line message back, man.
Oh, no, siyabonga kakhulu. May the Father take care of you. Ngisabona lo ukuthi ngiloku ngikukhulumisa efonini ngapha ya driver. Take it easy.
Hayi ngikubluetooth.
Oh, halala, halala kamika.
Eh, hayi technology, unkosikazi wami uyangifaka kumampene la.
Ngiyabona, ngiyabona.
Amathabeke.
Yeah, ayi
ngiphela mangithi umampene, ngithi ugogo wakho kamampene.
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa, ngiyakuzwa.
Eh, mama.
Ngiyakuzwisisa. No, ngiyakuzwisisa. Oh, okay.
Angiphathele mama umpastola lapha.
Hayi, no. Ngiyakuzwa, ngikuzwa kahle. All right, makunjalo, hold on ke. We are back. Just
okay.
After this.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. I-Radio Pulpit yakha uMzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Let's hear it from Pastor Green. Pastor Green.
Praise the name of Jesus, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, the only true God is Jehovah, is our God. Hallelujah. There's no other true gods. There's no other God that can be even compared to our God. He's the Most High God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
He is enthroned in the highest throne. He's seated in the highest throne. There's nobody that can dethrone him. Hallelujah.
Mm.
He has proved himself over and over and over. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
From the beginning until now, God has proved himself. We have seen the powerful hand of God moving in our lives. Just listen to this verse, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. Elijah was on the Mount Carmel, and he was with all the prophets of Baal and the prophets of Asherah there. He was with all these 850 prophets there. And he said to them, they must give them two bulls. Hallelujah. Just hear what 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 23 say. Therefore, let them give us two bulls, and let them choose one for themselves. Cut it in pieces and lay it on the wood, but put no fire under it. And I will prepare another bull and lay it on the wood and put no fire under it. Now listen to verse 24. Then you call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God who answers by fire, he is God. So the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Now just listen, Pastor Ray, what happened there. Hallelujah. We talk about the true God and the false gods. Hallelujah. These gods of these false prophets, the God of these prophets, hallelujah, Baal, he could not answer them, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. These people were calling his name. They were crying. They were doing everything. The Bible said they even cut themselves with the swords. The blood that came out. Hallelujah. They have done everything they can. The Bible says Elijah came closer to them and said to them, cry out louder. Maybe your God is on a vacation. Maybe your God is sleeping somewhere. Cry out louder. Call his name louder. Maybe he's busy somewhere. But this God, Baal, cannot answer because he's a false God, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. He's a false God. He cannot help. He cannot do anything. These followers of him have cut themselves with swords. Mm. They have done everything. But nothing could happen, hallelujah, because they are busy worshiping a false God, hallelujah. But now there's only one true God. Elijah was saying to them, put your offering or your sacrifice, put it on the wood, but don't put fire. And the God that answers with fire, he will be God, hallelujah.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when Elijah put his sacrifice on, the Bible says he even asked them for 12 buckets of water and put water on it to prove them that our God is a true God. Hallelujah. The Bible says Elijah did not even pray long. Elijah was just saying to God, show them that I'm your servant. Show them that you are the true God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
And Pastor Ray, when Elijah was praying, there was fire coming down from heaven. There was fire. There was fire that burned that whole offering. That shows you that our God is the true God. Our God is the real God. And you know, sometimes you get surprised that people continue to worship a false God that cannot answer. They continue to worship a false God that cannot help. They continue to worship a God that cannot answer with fire or anything. Oh, Pastor Ray, in the time that we live right now, hallelujah, it becomes so difficult because there are people that even worship the dead. Hey, Pastor Ray, this thing is really shocking me. How can somebody worship the dead? I was speaking to somebody just yesterday. I was speaking to other guys. I asked them, how come when your old man is alive, you don't do what you're supposed to do for him? But when he's dead, now you want to make him convert. You want to make a lot of things. You want to make party. Hallelujah. And you say you make it for that man. But that man is dead. Yeah. You worship him now on the wrong time. Some other people go to the dead man and ask him for jobs. Where will he get the job, Pastor Ray? Because he's dead.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He cannot help. That shows you how people get confused and worship the wrong gods and worship things that does not make sense. Hallelujah. I remember one day I was asking another old mama. She was saying to me, you know, Pastor Green, I want to join your church, but you hate my ancestors. I said, no, I don't even know your ancestors. How can I hate or love them? I don't even know them. And I ask her a question. I say, Mama, when do you want me to buy for you, to make for you a party? When do you want me to make for you a party? Now or when you are dead? She said, I want you to make it now. I say, but why when you are dead? Now you want to make all these things. Now you want to worship the dead. Now you want to speak to the dead. Pastor Ray, our people are really confused. Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor Ray.
Thank you so much, Pastor Green. I really appreciate. And of course, it's not only false lawyers. I see people are writing to me and say, hey, I didn't know much about false lawyers. I mean, false lawyers. That's a grave. Anyway, you also have Haman's Kral. You also have Potchiter's Res. Nevertheless. Anyway, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. And I am keen to hear from you as to what you make of this. We are talking straightforward about the very issue of false gods and their manifestations. Mfundisi Wamina. Hawu uthulile umfundisi umhamba yazi mina ngazi kanje ima kancane uthulile umfundisi umhamba uthule du wena magama umfundisi umhamba ngibathe ngithi uyabona
asibingelele pastor asibingelele nabalaleli bonke be radio pulpit umsakathi wetindzabale tithokotisabo encwadini yabafilipi isahluko sesithathu ivesi leshuma ukuze ngimazi la eAfrika la mfundisi la sinenkinga yokuthi abantwana bakhula bangamazi uyise ingane ikhule sinengane eziningi la eAfrika la ezingamazi uyise angazi ngale entshonalanga kodwa la eAfrika la into le iningi kakhulu le ukuthi ingane ikhule ingamazi uyise ibe ezinye ingane zesibize nje izibize ngesibongo sikamama mhlambe uma ibona ukuthi ukhani umama uyiphethe kahle ibize ngesibongo sikakhani mama I athi wena sibongo sha wena ukhani mambo ngwamba wena manje yabona ke uyise mhlambe sewangena makhabeni uyise wamuka nomfula nabanye bomama manje ingane ayimazi uyise manje ke sina leyo nkinga mfundisi kuze manje sekube nabanye bobaba omunye ubaba wathatha inkosi wayebuya la South Africa le Mozambique azosebenza la wathathana nomama wase Eastern Cape bahamba baye Mozambique umama wahle baba nengane kana khona le manje umama le wagula le wabona ukuthi ha uma ngathatha lengane le abuye na kuzoba umthwalo washiya ingane ke ngobe seuyabuya nabanye abantu abebuya la esabezela eSouth Africa la wajoina bona wabuya nabo la wafika manje ingane yakhulu mama imazi umama yari kunephepha umama kade ayashila amaphepha wakhe yasuka yana wembasi yaseSouth Africa le Mozambique bafika ke bayibonisa bayifuna bamthola umama manje bayihlanganisa nokhumbule kha yabona seyifika la yajabula kakhulu ngani ngoba umama iyamazi manje ke lento yokuthi kukhozwa abanye bonkulunkulu lo kubangelwa ukuthi labe abantu bethu la bangamazi uNkulunkulu bangatshelwa kahle ngoNkulunkulu babone ngathi lento lezi zama oyila lezi imiracle le yona ihamba yona uNkulunkulu wakhona noma umbishop lo oza neoyil umprofeta lo uyena lo othatha indawo kaNkulunkulu manje pastor sine yes sorry sine nkinga kakhulu nabantu laba ne kungamazina la uNkulunkulu kuzokukhonza abanye bonkulunkulu khani mambo pastor
khani mambo mfundisa mina na cancer mfundisa mina and then cancer shinene
real radio for real people serving a real god tune in to radio pulpit 657 am download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za
Right, radiopulpit.co.za. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. This one is sent, but I tell you, Millicent Koliswa Zwane says, greetings, Radio Pulpit family. Thank you so much for the teachings. What an eye-opener on my side. Yo, tatemdim, arvulukele luna. The love of money is the root of all evil. People are eager for money. Says, having a form of faith and pierced with many griefs. Yo, I hear you. And then Linda V, let's see what Linda V is saying. Just before that, let's take a call. Sawubona Dumela, hi. Hey, Putwami, kunjani?
Ah, kunti chance sister Makama. Ngiyabulisa kunti. Ngiyabulisa kuhle na ku Apostle Thuman Phene no Pastor Green.
Awuzeke.
Amen. Good evening.
Yeah, thank God. Today there are many churches as a pure Jesus Christ. Okugcwele buzwa ama secret nations.
Yes.
Ama ceremony or promises ahambisana nezinto zobumnyama. Lapho uzothola ukukhulunywa izinto zama occult practices or fortune telling. Kanti futhi kukhona nabo Church of Scientology.
Hey matata.
Abanye bathemba kuma astrology or horoscopes.
Hey Nkosi yami.
Kanti futhi kukhona nama concept which the devil is a focus. You know what that says, John chapter 5, verse 18, little children, guide yourselves from idols.
Yeah.
Any object of worship, any parameter to Jesus Christ and the true God, I don't heal. These individuals that you must be committed to worship God, our Lord only.
Yeah.
To save Him only. That's in Matthew 4, verse 10, guide your foot. My idols can be. Abantu sesicabanga ukuthi babalulekile kithi kudlula uNkulunkulu. Those are false gods too.
Absolutely.
Yes, today sizifuna ama necklaces ukuthi ama good luck charms.
Eish.
Uthola umuntu nangabe ethiye le necklace. Ngokuthemba lake kheli kule necklace. Confidence yakhe ingekho kuye ngalolu suku.
Yeah.
Azathi I'm not complete. Ngingavelelwa noma yini ngoba ngikhohlwe inecklace yami isithixo sami.
Hey madoda.
Yo. Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ukuthi sesigobile the glory.
All the time may the Father bless you. Thank you so much sir. All right then. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there 012-334-1322 Let's hear what you say on the matter.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Real radio for real people. Serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. We are talking about false gods and their manifestations in our midst today. And this is something that we see much of the times. Pastor Green, as you wrap up also, what comes to mind finally?
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just listen to this, Pastor Ray. This is also really, it's really touching and it's really encouraging. Hallelujah. It's really building, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, our God is the only God who introduced himself to his people. There's no other, even the devil don't introduce himself to people. It's only our God, hallelujah, that introduced. Just here, Exodus chapter 20, verse 2. This is God speaking. He said, I'm the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Then verse 3. Is what is really encouraging about the false gods. He said, you shall have no gods before me. Hallelujah. You shall have no gods. I don't know. People can read this, but they I don't know, do they understand it or what, Pastor Ray? But he said, you shall have no gods before me. Hallelujah. Verse 4 say, you shall not make for yourself a carved image. Any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. He said, you shall not make for yourself a calf image. You shall not make for yourself something that you can worship. That is the words of God himself. Hallelujah. You shall not make for yourself, because he said, I'm the Lord your God. He introduced himself already, Pastor Ray. But now you get surprised that people, they hear that God say, I'm the Lord your God, and they still go and make for themselves or form for themselves a God. Hallelujah. Verse 5 say, you shall not bow down to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me. Just hear what God say, Pastor Ray. That's why sometimes we're wondering what is happening in families. It's because of those false gods that the forefathers have worshipped. Maybe the great-great-granny have worshipped a God that is not a true God, that is a false God. And God said, I will visit the generation to the third and fourth generation. The iniquities of the families, hallelujah. Our people are going through things, Pastor Ray, because of false worshiping. Because sometimes even it happened that you can find our great-great-great-grannies have introduced the great-grandchildren to a false god. Hallelujah. Those are things, Pastor Ray, that need to be broken. Because many people are walking with a curse and they are unaware. They are unaware that this thing come from far. Hallelujah. It come from far. That's why God is a jealous God. He don't want us to worship another God. He warned us here in Exodus 20. Do not make for yourself a God. Do not bow down to them. And if you can look around, Pastor Ray, how many people are bowing down to so many things? Hallelujah. First of all, you know, I don't have experience of this, but it's just what I know, what I think in my imagination. That when you go to visit the Sangoma, you cannot stand on your feet. You have to to bow down. And you cannot say hallelujah. You must say siyavuma. Already you initiate yourself to another God, to another spirit. There's something that happened there, Pastor Ray. So people are doing so many things. I've seen the other day, they have given the goat snuff. So that goat, they are going to speak to the goat. Imagine, does it make sense? It doesn't make sense. It shows you that it's a false god they are worshiping. It doesn't make sense to me, Pastor Ray.
Yeah.
People are doing so many things. Sometimes the culture and tradition make us not to hear the word of God. It makes us not to hear what God wants to say. Hallelujah. Sometimes people push the word of God one side. They push the true God one side for this false thing that does not make sense, Pastor Ray.
Yeah.
You hear God say, you shall not make for yourself an image. You shall not make for yourself something that you can worship. And I want to say it again, that people are worshiping many things. There's other nations, Pastor Ray, they believe that when their loved ones have died, when they come back, they can come back and being a cockroach. They can come back and being anything. Now you find the people start worshiping cockroaches. You go in that house. I remember one day I was in a certain house and I want to kill the cockroach. The people of the house was very cross. They nearly beat me up, Pastor Ray.
Yeah.
Because they believe that their grandfather or grandmother is coming back in the form of a cockroach, in the form of a dog, in the form of a cat, in the form of a fly. Hey, Pastor, people are believing many things. People are worshiping many things. And sometimes we feel so sorry for them because they don't know the true God. There's only one God. It's the true God that said, let there be light, and there was light.
Yeah.
That's the only God, Pastor Ray. You know, last week, 2 weeks ago, I was there at the sea. I was saying that people must go to the sea if they want to know if there's a true God. Because the false God cannot say to the water, move. It's only the true God that can do that thing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We breathe the fresh air that comes from the true God. Hallelujah. Our heart beat because of the true God. But people are making for themselves gods. They make gods that they can worship. That they can, and even if they trust those gods, it cannot help them. Look, for example, Pastor Ray, money. You can buy many things with money. But money cannot help you on the end of the day, Pastor Ray. On the end of the day, that money will have to stay behind. Remember, we are all going to die. And whatever we worship now will have to stay behind. Hey, Pastor Ray, this thing is really, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I wish we can have this topic again. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor Green. I really appreciate. And of course, may the Father be glorified even far much more in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. And the final comments from our guests. Let me take our guests, the final comments there. Let me start with the Apostle Pumla. Finally, what say you, Apostle?
Matthew chapter 10, verse
37.
Yes. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Or anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. So those are the people who love their family members more than they love God, and that their green has touched on it.
Yes.
Then they are tempted, or when those people pass on, they then allow those people to be their God. Hence, when we celebrate the Passover, people will also go to the grave and acknowledge her. But like, as I conclude, we must remember, if we love our parents more than we love God, our husbands, our wives, our children, that's on its own. It's a God and it's a false God. We have allowed these people come Korobaratankatembanke a place of God.
Sure.
So may the Lord help us to be aware of such things and just, you know, cut them.
Yeah, absolutely. Babu Makamu, what say you finally? All right. Makamu is driving. Let's listen a bit to some of the people who had said quite a lot there. And Linda V says, Good evening, Papa Tibemfihlakalo. Good evening to the listeners. Firstly, a shocker by Phosphorus, hidden gods. Wow. So Jesus spoke about people worshipping with lips, hearts far from him. God saying, I don't know those self-appointed prophets. Focus in another place, not in the central pillar. This is real. Ntuli El, Emalahleni. Thank you so much. Emalahleni, that is next to Weed Bank there. All right. Pastor I, good evening. Others are exalting themselves to God's status by saying, I speak healing over your life. And it says, it's only God who can utter such, not a human being. Those are the false gods of this world. That is Ike. Bab Makam, so buyile.
All
right. Njeka ngane, silalele umama, umorin. Just 2 minutes.
Riperile kunaka butwa mina ahosini butirei.
Riperile.
Zaku sheweta. Ndikushawata hi vitele rinene ra mponisi wa mina ku nga Yesu Kreste wa Nazareta.
Amen.
Hina a ha ha phahli. A ha ha cheli swinefi a hansi. Loyi a vulavulaka ku ri ku na ti-ancestor. Hina ancestor ya hina i Abrahama. Ancestor ya hina i Abrahama. Hina hi ponisiwile hi mani hi Yesu Kreste a ha ha phahli a ha ha endli miqomboti chela hansi na swinefi leswi a ha ha endli wena buti wa mina a hosini ndzi la ta ku ni ta ku ndza muxaweta hi vito ra Yesu Kreste wa Nazareta. We are heading to a Christmas. Christmas. We are heading there to the birth of Jesus Christ, the one whom God chose so that we may be able to kuthi thina senzeni sikwazi ukuthi sibuyele sibuyisane nabani na uNkulunkulu asisaphahli thina amadlozi. As I say, yes, I say amen to the person that akhuluma ngomqombothi ngani ngoba abantu baya emathuneni but bayofuna izinhlanhla uyozifuna kanjani inhlanhla.
I hear you quite well. Unfortunately, time has gone. Mfundisi Makam, take your minute. 1 minute.
Doesn't matter what the lento conza yaku pendula or even the lama miracle. Long and young as we are who Ungabinayo.
Thank you so much. And let me say thank you to Apostle Green. Pastor Green, thank you very much. And of course also Apostle Pumlamfene, thank you so much. I appreciate.
Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate as well to you and to our listeners. God bless. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Mfundisi Makamu. You can't see them, Mfundisi.
Thank
you. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. Thank you so much for listening through. Thank you for the messages. Thank you for the voice notes. Thank you so much for just praying for us. And that may we hear the Father, and that pride should not come over us. And we pray that at all times we should never make a mistake of not giving the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor for the things that he's teaching us. You and I are learning together. And it's been great. It's been wonderful. Thank you very much for all the WhatsApps and the messages. I appreciate. To the King above all else, his name is Yahuwah Elohim. We give him glory, majesty, and honor. His son, Yahushua HaMashiach, the Messiah himself. We thank the Father for the Messiah who always is showing us the salvation that is in the Father. And we are grateful for the Holy Spirit who guides us into all truth. And we are grateful that we are learning and we are becoming discipled. From me, Ray, until we talk again, Tuda! Rabbah!
Share the love. Share the truth.
Share the life on 657 AM. On 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.